August moon, where are you? August moon, over the sea. August moon, where are you? August moon, do you believe in August moon? Let me follow you in August moon. Where are you? August moon, over the sea. August moon, where are you? August moon, do you believe in August moon?
Incendiary Radio, the 13th day of August, 2017. Well, welcome to the program. You know, some of the very things I was kind of talking about last week and speculating about really have now went into high gear. You know, I'm going to look back into my notes real quick. Remember how I was talking about all this last week about Jeff Beauregard Sessions and this thing with Dinesh D'Souza, his latest book, trying to basically collate or connect the basically Marxist left in the United States with the National Socialist or Fascist movements in Europe in the 1930s and 40s. And so now, and then we, this whole thing with demonizing Lincoln and the Southerners and all that stuff I went through last week, now we've entered a new phase in race relations and all of these things with this Charlottesville Unite the Right rally. Now, what's fascinating, let me go back to today's notes real quick. Fascinating, this gentleman, Mr. Kessler, Jason Kessler, he was on with Alex Jones today. And he sounded rather circumspect in his remarks and a sensible viewpoint and so forth and so on. Now, this guy was also attacked and chased away from a press conference while basically police, so forth and so on, didn't do anything. You know, it's amazing. I came on the computer. I came on the show and my computer, all my tabs I got open right now get locked up. Funny, isn't how that works? But I got a bunch of notes and other things, and I got clips as usual. But we're going to open the phone lines up to talk about Charlottesville. But I'm not going to stay the whole show on Charlottesville. You know, I was digging around on Southern Poverty Law Center's Hate Watch section last night. And I'll tell you, if you know how to read the Southern Poverty Law Center's little intelligence reports and hate watch stuff, you can really, let's just say, glean a lot of these connections and so forth that they actually make for you. But you got to learn how to wade through the propaganda and the Marxists' posturing of the SPLC, because that's what it is. It's a Marxist front, basically a kosher, and they'll throw a couple Jewish characters under the bus in the Southern Poverty Law Center website just to maintain a certain, let's just say, maintain some semblance of reasonability and fairness and so forth and so on. But I tell you, folks, if you really want to get a kind of dot connecting look at what transpired here from the kind of the communist Antifa playbook, stay up on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, especially the Hate Watch section. Now, what's interesting about the Hate Watch section is you've got some of the new players, Richard Bertrand Spencer's in the Hate Watch, and then Nathan Benjamin D'Amigo from Identity Europa, former associate of Angelo John Gage and the National Youth Front, which is the youth wing of the American Freedom Party, so forth and so on. It's interesting how they put their full names in there, like serial killers. These couple latest editions, very interesting. And we've got to get into this connection here with the crackdown. Okay, you got the YouTube purge that continues. All right. And then you've also got this Google memo that came out, this James Damore individual, kind of a Jewish-looking guy. I don't know if he is or not. Could be Latin, Italian or something. I don't know. I haven't had time to really dig into his background. But he's basically the one that wrote this memo, and he's been fired. The whole Google is like a cult thing and talks about gender and so forth and so on, about, a whole lot of things where they got him basically canned from Google, supposedly. When you look into all of these things coming at us right now, you have to do it with a kind of a jaundiced eye, because there's so many kind of psy warfare mechanisms coming our way. So The Charlottesville thing, let's talk about optics, okay? These – and Mr. Producer, have clip 15 ready. Now, the guy talking smack here in clip 15 is Michael Rappaport. Now, for those of us in our 40s and probably older, we remember him from 80s movies where he was the goofy white kid that was always falling in love with the black girl, and he's kind of like the Uyghur figure in all of these 80s movies where I think he's Jewish guy. He's almost like the equivalent of the Beastie Boys are to rap to him, being an actor in the 80s, did a lot of these kind of street films. But the thing is to listen to his viewpoint on it. I think it's worth listening to, and I know that a lot of these people out here that were part of this thing, and there's a lot of people that with good intentions here. You can't say the whole thing was a one big psychological operation and everybody there was some sort of agent provocateur or a crisis actor or whatever. Now, I was communicating with Dr. Jim Fetzer earlier, and he sent me – well, let me get it out here. He sent me a Craigslist ad from Charlottesville, and let me read out of this. Crowds on Demand, an LA-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events, is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers. And so forth and so on. So I don't know if this is on a legit or not, but you know, you get into these things and this whole, I look at these groups, and so there's a real hodgepodge of groups in this Unite the Right thing. And then there's Antifa and college kids and basically kind of blacks from the area that all were on the other side. And I guarantee you, being in Virginia here, you're right near the nation's capital and all the alphabet agencies. And I thought about this. I'm like, I don't know how far Charlottesville is out of D.C., but it can't be that far because it's in the state of Virginia. And so there's a lot of weird anomalies here with this car, and kind of the hoaxers out here on YouTube are really going crazy with it, okay? And it remains to be seen whether this individual, and his name's James Alex Fields Jr., where he lies in this whole thing, because I'm seeing this debate right now. Certain people on certain websites were saying that this guy's a Soros Hillary supporter, got news and some of these folks. And then other people on some of these other questionable sites are basically saying this individual is a plant somehow. And he was a leftist plant. And it really kind of brings back Dylan Storm Roof from the Charleston, what I would say, false flag psychological warfare operation. And then this whole thing smacks of Charleston to me 2.0. okay, if you remember, and I did a show, some shows on Charleston right after it happened, and it's just like, look, they started going after the Confederate monuments immediately after Charleston. That was the trigger event to where this cultural overwrite 1984 Brave New World kind of gang started the real move on the Confederate monuments and so forth and so on after the Charleston church operation, I'll just call it. This all has to do with the statue of Robert E. Lee here in Charlottesville, Virginia. It smacks of artificiality. And then Jones has finally come out of the, I don't know what you call it, but Jones today and yesterday, he's releasing clips where basically this is, he's back on the false flag angle, like this is some sort of a psy warfare operation. He's been mum on that with a lot of these false flags that went down while Obama was president, Orlando and, the ones in France and Bataclan and, all that stuff that happened in Charlie Hebdo and a bunch of the ones in England and San Bernardino. And I can't even remember all these damn false flags that hit us, over the last couple of years. But so now Jones is actually back on it, saying that this one looks synthetic, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the kid driving the car, you got to let some more time pass. But it's, the whole thing's fascinating, and it really kind of creeped me out. So let's see here. There's things going on in Seattle, okay? There's all kinds of skirmishes I'm reading about, kind of dusting up. And I don't know if this is the catalyst for a sequence of, confrontations in some of our areas like Seattle or wherever. We have to keep our eyes open here. This could be the cascading sequence of events that I've talked about over the past. And it's very freaky stuff. Now, let's get into this, okay? Now, what did I say? Yeah, let's do clip 15, Mr. Producer, since I had you have it ready. This guy's like hangs out with all, you know, entertainment and all the rest of it. Mr. Rappaport, listen to the optics here that he's talking about. Go ahead, hit 15.
I'm ready. Last night in Charlottesville, Virginia, a bunch of white nationalists carrying tiki torches that they got from Home Depot, wearing skinny jeans, drinking coffee, came out for a protest saying, "White lives matter, white lives matter." You know your life ain't shit. If you're a college student on a Friday night during the summertime, you ain't getting no ass, and you decide to come out for a protest carrying tiki torches, talking shit, little coffee cup carrying white nationalists, you ain't shit. If you was really trying to get it popping, you would have taken your little Ed Sheeran protest right over there to Virginia Beach or Newport News, and you would have got your tiki torches stuffed up your ass. Revenge of the nerd protesters. Eat some pizza, take a few bong rips. Don't you got a fucking toga party to go to? It's Friday night. Try to get to second base with a girl, you fucking loser. Talking about white lives matter, white lives matter. Throwing up Nazi salutes. Dorm room dumb fucks.
You can stop it there. Now, this is your hip-hop kind of regular white guy take on it. These guys that they live in the basically the entertainment Facebook kind of culture. They listen to rap music and the rest of it. Now, the same clip, and Mr. Producer, we're not going to play any more of it, but it has tweets from all these various celebrities at Donald Trump. And see, the optics here are pretty horrible, especially for Trump. This is a real split in the president's base, you would say. Okay, now, I don't like these monuments, the war on monuments, the war on history, this, you know, this 1984 cultural overwrite that this Bolshevik gang is trying to do here. But at the same time, the thing with having these guys come out in the Klan uniforms, and basically your all your various kind of little goofy uniforms and so forth. I think that you get into this danger of basically getting the apparatus of the police state, okay, turned on everybody basically that's not some sort of, just like a normal person that's not into politics at all. And if you are, and you, it's like the entire conservative kind of, you know, patriot, military veteran, anybody with an American flag now, to normal people. And I know it really doesn't matter, because we're at a point now where it's basically, it's going to go south very shortly, regardless. This is a tough one, but I mean, I think it was a real crazy scenario. And I think there were so many people there that got brought in that were, let's just say, compromised elements to set this whole thing up into a real crap show. This is a tough one to take and watch the aftermath. See you guys on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Let's plug the chat rooms, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryradio.chatango.com. Give a shout out to Hooli from Hooli's blog, blogspot.com, W-H-O-O-L-I-S, blog.blogspot.com. Sean down in Australia, 107.9, he's beaming us out right now, and you can find the archive of this show, tctaunleashed.com. Thanks to all the Australian listeners. You know, Mr. Producer, and this is let's play this one as well. And this is Ana Navarro, this so-called Latina Republican on CNN, basically blaming the president over hit, basically saying that there's a bunch of people on different sides of this thing. And I've got the president's comments queued up somewhere, and we'll get to it in a little bit. But this is her trying to throw basically the president under the bus. And then all these people don't say a word about this Antifa gang that goes around destroying these white kids to get together they want to have a little rally and talk about the removal of Confederate monuments and so forth, and then all hell breaks loose. The police stand down, chaos, and in a highly suspect car ramming happens. Let's play clip 14.
Navarro, to get her opinion as well, because as a Republican, Anna, I know you have been very critical of this president, but when you look at this situation as objectively as you can, I wonder if you felt like the president's words were strong enough.
Of course I didn't. Look, I don't like this president. Let me start with that. I do not like him. But when he does things well, I like to clap for him, and I like to say he does something well. Like when yesterday the White House put out a statement on Venezuela, I thought it was a good and strong statement. Now, this speech today was shameful. Here is the bottom line. This was not many sides. This is one side. It is white supremacists trying to instill terror in the streets of America. What I saw last night was a Ku Klux Klan march without the hoods. It was a bunch of, you know, white supremacists holding torches, chanting out against the Jewish religion, chanting out, you know, about white supremacy. And the president of the United States, because he does not want to antagonize anybody in his base, let us be clear, does not have the spine, does not have the courage, does not have the leadership to call this out by name. And Anna, that Anna, is shameful.
That
no,
driving,
no, Ben,
should,
hold Ben, on, let
no,
me
no,
tell
Anna,
you this. He is more capable, Ben, I'll let you talk. Let me tell you this. He is more capable of calling out
Ben, hold on,
Mitch
let
McConnell.
Me,
go ahead, stop it there. But you get the gist of it. And so... You know, and now, and I've been seeing tweets by some of the folks involved and basically trying to say, you know, throw the president somewhat under the bus by counter signaling is what they call it and so forth. I mean, what do you expect this guy to do? He's taking it from this side over here. That's, you know, he's got a witch hunt going on with Robert Mueller up here. Hired all these 16 lawyers, hardcore, basically, you know, Bolshevik Democrats to dig into everything that they can find on anything and try to get a bunch of people tripped up and into these trick bags that the feds do to people to try to get them lie about anything and then, you know, lean on them. And it's a real stinky operation that's going on here. And so... You can't expect the president to sit here and, you know, say, you know he's going to have to toe the party line. It's ridiculous that people are getting mad at the president. Now, look, I think, sure, the president should definitely talk about these Antifa types and all these people on the kind of, you know, foundation funded communist left that have been doing violence to supporters at all of his rallies, and that's what he means by there's violence on all sides. And then these people want to act like that's non-existent when Trump supporters have been getting beat to pulps all over the place at these rallies. See you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Cindy Every Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, folks, to support RBN. I think John's drive, so remember to support the network and to use, I think he said if you're going to support, of course, I don't get anything from doing the show that way. It keeps me free from any kind of, let's just say, agendas. And so it's kind of good that all the hosts here, we do this, some of the hosts have websites and they have, you can donate to them directly, but I'm not one of them. I don't even have a website. It's just a word of mouth show that's gotten around because people like the analysis and so forth. And then right now in this crazy society, I'm reading about all these Southern Poverty Law Center articles in the last few days about, they're like on these witch hunts to what they call dox people. And I, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, you live in a communist society when people are, you know, the First Amendment really just doesn't exist anymore. And I was talking to a buddy of mine, this old Vietnam vet, and I was like, you know, we're under the Communist Manifesto, man. We're not really the Constitution's window dressing to kind of keep all of us thinking that, you know, we're free. But the Communist Manifesto, if you read the two documents side by side, you'll see which one has more weight, which one's the more of the blueprint now, you know, and it goes right there along with the Protocols of Zion. And so, you know, people in this technological society, these kids doing things on Facebook and all the rest of it, it's just crazy where we're headed. 1-800-313-9443 is the number if you want to call in, weigh in on Charlottesville, what you think about it. And I held Bill through the break because I didn't want to just give him a couple minutes. So we got my buddy Bill from Wisconsin. Bill, how you feeling right now after this this show we watched over the last couple days?
Well, undoubtedly it is a show. And, you know, I listened to Alex today when he was talking to that Jason Kessler.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's saying to Kessler, you know, you walked into the trap, okay? Yeah. Well, Alex, when he goes to one of these things and he almost gets in fistfights with these anti-abortion people or these pro-abortion people and these communists down in Austin, that's not walking into the trap. I think what this group tried to do and what maybe David Duke is trying to do is saying to Trump, okay, you were elected by the majority of white people in this country, put up or shut up.
Yeah.
And that's what I think's going on. The other thing is that the person that the Bilderbergs invited to this year's conference in Chantilly, Virginia, was Terry McAuliffe.
Yeah.
And you can see them now building him up. He's going to be the voice against racism. Now, you played that clip of that gal, you know, that supposed Latina Republican.
Republican.
Oh,
yeah.
I watched ABC tonight, and it was completely blaming everything on, you know, the white supremacists and nothing about, you know, the violence that was being committed against them, okay, by these leftist groups there. Even, you know, they showed Kessler trying to have a news conference, And these people were attacking him right at the news conference. But, you know, he's the problem. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people, let's just say, with good intentions that get in this modern society we're in, Bill. There's a lot of people with good intentions that they're, okay, I want to go to a rally like this, but they don't realize the size and scope of counterintelligence. And, you know, the FBI has been running counterintelligence on the population for a long time domestically here. But now with you know, post 9/11 and post a bunch of these so-called attacks, the money that's been dumped into these alphabet agencies to where hell, you just don't know how many players are there behind the scenes doing things. And then on top of that, the police get orders all the time at these things to stand down or to corral opposing forces, to almost put them together like cats and to cause this sort of thing. And it's just, you know, the whole thing is just so unfortunately stage managed. We have this huge, massive federal government with a bunch of insidious collectivist characters that could have ran this operation under Trump's nose. And if you want to say Trump wasn't involved in it, but that's the compartmentalization that I've been warning about. We don't know, you know, when the paint dries, who knew about what. But this thing that this government is so massive, and it's so got so many faction wars going on within it, that they can pull operations like this under probably anybody's nose. And unfortunately, you see the outcome.
Well, that's another thing. You know, the way Alex and Roger Stone are portraying Trump is he's getting bad advice. He's being sheltered. I got on there the other day and I said, you're being played. He's appointed all of these people. Yeah. I saw him shake McMaster's hand after Flynn got thrown under the bus. So he put in McMaster. Is McMaster good for this country and good for the Trump administration? Absolutely not. Okay? The other day, Trump endorses Luther Strange down for the seat in Alabama.
Yeah,
is that a good move for us? No. Go back to the primaries and everything. If John McCain was a pain to Trump at that time, which he was, there was a good candidate running against him. Why didn't he endorse her? Why didn't he, endorse Paul Nehlen here in Wisconsin against Paul Ryan? You know, he keeps putting these people in, and then, you know, we see the devastation. So I don't have any sympathy for him.
Yeah, let me say this. And here's the argument you'll hear, Bill. The reason why he's supporting Luther Strange is just to stay in Mitch McConnell's basically good graces to where they can try to get something done in the Senate. The reason why
McConnell isn't going to do anything.
Right. Let me finish my argument here. Paul Ryan, the reason why he still supported Paul Ryan because he's Speaker of the House and they could get some things done. And the reason why he supported McCain over his challenger is because McCain's this very powerful guy in the Senate. So basically it's either one or two things. You supported people that all of them stabbed you in the back, or you're playing all of us for suckers. It's got to be one of the two. So
I'm beginning to think it's a second option there. I really do. I'm sorry.
I understand, you know, Bill.
How many times do we got to go through this? Now, he's done some good things, but, you know, then in the background, you've got Pence, which I didn't like to begin with, breathing down his neck and going all over the world saying we're going to, you know, support this group and that group. You know, I think he's just, you know, waiting for something to happen so he can step forward. He'll play ball with them. I guess I'm seeing that the glass is only half full.
I've been keeping my eye on this since day one, and I've been watching for this thing to go sideways, and you know, either Trump's compartmentalized or he was a stealth player from the beginning. And he's going to be part of something, you know, that's real ugly in our very near future. A lot of people are warning, and I've warned against this as well, that, you know, when George W. Bush took office, okay, 9 months later, we got 9/11. We're coming up on 9 months later now with Trump. And now we're having all of this build up to the eclipse next week. Now we see the racial, this kind of psyop under the surface here in Charlottesville. So now we're seeing this North Korea build up with a war. We're seeing the provocation of the Chinese. Some trade war supposed to start tomorrow with the Chinese. And so, and I said this as well, if you, and for the listeners that have been around a while, I said, look, I said this on other programs when I was being interviewed. I was like, look, if they really want to take us to war, Trump's got to be the guy, because the troops, look how much the troops, you know, in the patriot community love Trump right now. They'll follow him into war. But would they have done that with Hillary Clinton? No way in hell. Your thoughts on that, Bill?
Well, you're probably right there. But I still have, you know, a commercially made Trump sign in front of the farm there. But I'm going to get another one. No war, Mr. President. No war. You know, if he... Kelso on his show all the time. He's the peace president. Well, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Really is. Anything else, Bill?
No, I guess that's... Oh, yeah. Ivanka came out against saying, you know, we can't tolerate racism and all of this business. He ought to disinherit that son of a gun.
This came out from Congressman Ted Lieu, the Asian guy. The bigoted policies of President Bannon are tearing our country apart. It's time to fire Bannon. So you're seeing this move now all over the place, that now Bannon is the leaker and Bannon needs to go in all these alternative media circles. And so Anthony Scaramucci was just on with, I believe, George Stephanopoulos. And he was basically,
you got his name wrong. It's George Step All Over Us.
All right. But anyway, so Scaramucci, who was a lifelong liberal anyway, basically comes into the Trump administration. And he torpedoes out Sean Spicer and Rince Priebus, and then Trump fires him. Now he's going after Bannon and Breitbart, and basically with the whole Charlottesville thing, basically saying – this was all kind of part Bannon coddling white nationalism and so forth and so on. So there's a whole another Scaramucci kind of psyop right now. Now that he's out of the way, running his mouth once again, the Scaramucci Show 2.0, going after Stephen Bannon and so forth and so on. This is very interesting as well.
Yeah, there's a song out. Scaramucci's gone. Why should we say goodbye?
Well, you know,
yeah, never mind.
Some of these characters said Trump was this brilliant strategist that he brought in Scaramucci, knowing that Scaramucci was against him the whole time, and he used him really quickly to oust Sean Spicer and Rince Priebus. And then as soon as he did his suicide bomber mission, he went and fired him. And so everybody was saying that Trump was this brilliant tactician for doing that. Pretty interesting angle, but the whole thing's really – it's getting very crazy. And I'll tell you, the racial psyop going on here, it's something else.
Yeah,
and so,
absolutely.
All right.
Well, as usual, Robert, keep up the good work.
All right, man. See ya.
Yeah.
Thanks. Let's see. We got a couple minutes before the break. Now, this was pretty fascinating. The mother, a lot of people are throwing the mother of this individual, James Alex Fields Jr. Her name is Bloom. Okay. Now, she's very, I guess, Samantha Bloom is her name. Okay. The car rammer's mom. Okay. And then Heather Heyer, Heyer, is the one dead victim. Okay. Now, people are making this kind of, and I've seen this on some of the YouTubers, so forth and so on. One dead, 19 others injured. That's a reverse 9/11. So the numerological kind of people on that side of the house are all saying that this is 9/11 encoded. But what's weird is, and I'll play this when I come back, the the mother and son's license plates. Okay, this is all over the place, but it's freaky because I'm going to just have to play this clip, and I know we're coming up on the break here, but the one license plate's GVF1111, the other one's GVF1122, and these are Ohio plates. Are we coming on the break, Mr. Producer? All right. So I'm going to play a clip when we come back about the license plates on the mother's vehicle, which when she was being interviewed, supposedly being surprised, being told her son is the car rammer. And then they had the license plate on his vehicle. Very weird. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Too wicked for her home. And together we will wound. Together we will run.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time.
All right, we are back. And we'll take the next couple of calls after the top of the hour. We only got a very short segment here. Mr. Producer, if you could play clip 16, and this is about the license plates on the mother's vehicle in Ohio and the son who supposedly rammed these people. And it looks like a very hardcore ramming, but it's just some interesting anomalies people are picking up already. Go ahead and play it.
Everybody, it's Dave. Sorry about the construction in the background. I got some contractors over here doing something. But anyway, this is the mother of the driver of Charlottesville. The accused driver, by the way. Could have been mechanical failure. Maybe he plowed into the crowd, was scared, and it was a hit and run and drove away. We don't know if it was premeditated. We'll have to wait for the investigation. Let's not have a rush to judgment. But remember the Charger driven by the 20-year-old in Charlottesville. The license plate was GV, government vehicle, F. Oh, man. GVF-11111. It was four ones, right? Here's Mom, GVF-1122. You know, whenever you see sequential license plates, chances are you're looking at witness protection program people. That's always a dead giveaway. So you see cars parked in front of someone's house, and there's GVF-1111, GVF-1122. You know, this is curious. Curious.
All right, you stop it there. Now, let's, Mr. Producer, get clip three up real quick. This is the suspect's mom, and just kind of listen to her. And if you could, I mean, you can see this out here on YouTube and other places, but she looks like she's not even traumatized, et cetera, et cetera. Just like the girl that was killed, her mom said, well, I'm so proud of her for standing on for what she believed in and all this stuff. Very weird. This whole thing just is a weird sequence of events here. Let's do clip three.
Virginia.
That's what,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Charlottesville, Virginia. Yeah, he and again, right now he's just accused, but there's video of him running his car into the crowd.
Running his car into a crowd of people?
Right. Yeah.
Did it hurt anybody?
Yeah, there's one fatality, and just, let's say 24 people have been injured. Sorry.
My name's Samantha Bloom. Great. I'm his mother.
Great. I'm so sorry. This is a terrible way to be for this.
You haven't been notified at all about this?
No.
Well, so this is the first you're learning of it.
So sorry. Was there any indication that this might be kind of where he was going?
I just knew he was going to a rally. Yeah. I try to stay out of his political views. I don't really get too involved. I booed him out to his own apartment.
All right, y'all. We'll see you after the top of the hour. And we will take the rest of the calls. See ya.
I had my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.